Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 5, The Yoga of the Spirits, Freedom and Greatness, page 82, 83, and 84. As through a dress the wearer's shape is seen, there reached through forms to the hidden absolute, a cosmic feeling and transcendent sight. Increased and heightened were the instruments. Illusion lost her aggrandizing lens. As from her failing hands the measures fell, atomic looked the things that loomed so large. The little ego's ring could join no more. In the enormous spaces of the self, the body now seemed only a wandering shell. His mind, the many-frescoed outer court of an imperishable inhabitant. His spirit breathed a superhuman air. The imprisoned deity rent its magic fence. As with a sound of thunder and of seas, vast barriers crashed around the huge escape. Immutably coeval with the world, circle and end of every hope and toil, inexorably drawn round thought and act, the fixed immovable peripheries effaced themselves beneath the incarnate's tread. The dire velamen and the bottomless crypt, between which life and thought forever move, forbidden still to cross the dim dread bounds, the guardian darknesses mute and formidable, empowered to circumscribe the wingless spirit in the boundaries of mind and ignorance, protecting no more a dual eternity, vanished resigning their enormous role. Once figure of creation's vain ellipse, the expanding zero lost its giant curve, the old adamantine veto stood no more, overpowered were earth and nature's obsolete rule. The python coils of the restricting law could not restrain the swift rise and guard. Abolished were the scripts of destiny. There was no small, death-hunted creature more, no fragile form of being to preserve from an all-swallowing immensity. The great hammer beats of a pent-up world heart burst open the narrow dams that keep us safe against the forces of the universe. The soul and cosmos faced as equal powers, a boundless being in a measureless time invaded nature with the infinite. He saw and pathed and valved his titan scope. All was uncovered to his seeless eye, a secret nature stripped of her defense. Once in a dreaded half-light formidable, overtaken in her mighty privacy, lay bare to the burning splendor of his will. In shadowy chambers lit by a strange sun, and opening hardly to hid mystic keys, her perilous arcanes and hooded powers confessed the advent of a mastering mind and bore the compulsion of a time-bound gaze. Incalculable in their wizard modes, immediate and invincible in the act, her secret strengths native to greater worlds lifted above our needy limited scope, the occult privilege of demigods and the sure power pattern of her cryptic signs, her diagrams of geometric force, her potencies of marble fraught design, courted employment by an earth nurse to might. A conscious nature's quick machinery, armed with the latent splendor of miracle, the proper passion of a seeing mind, and the lightning bareness of a free soul force.